you have to name that engine. What is in the background? Is that a Model A, Model T? What is the
Model A?
Model A. Hey, I was close.
That was very good. Model very A. Good. Well, that's what they called it on the sound effects record.
It was probably some guy going
Model A. Chup chup chup. Well, yeah.
Beyond the Blue Horizon, written by.
I don't know. Morton Gold recorded it. I don't know who wrote it. Morton Gold was the head of NARUS or something like that for a while, or ASCAP.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Morton Gold? It was Morton Gold, I think, who did the definitive big instrumental version of that I heard. And I thought, I gotta record this song. I could never find lyrics for it. I could never find anything. Finally, I found one set of lyrics, and that's how I ended up making the song.
Cool.
I decided, you know, when you're a farmer and you get up and the day looks grim when you start. By the end of the day, it looks better.
Yeah. That's your tractor's about 5 miles down the road while you're singing that song.
And right. And you should be on the tractor, but the tractor's gone and left you. So
they sold the farm.
So yeah.
We're up to drill tip number 6, I think.
Yeah.
11:15 Pacific time, talking to Michael Nesmith here, and also talking. The folks are waiting for you to type in on videoranch.com. He has been, and there's been a...
I've been typing a lot of stuff in, but you guys got to keep in mind,
he don't say much, but what he does say is gibberish.
And it's very important gibberish.
So so it's not, I don't know. Here, I'm going to type something in. This is, which is one of the, I think one of the months that Jim Baker sold timeshare in. Back
yeah,
in the
Jim and
70s,
Tammy.
Yeah.
I see you're wearing her eyelashes. That was awful nice to show up in the studio.
Yeah.
You see the
I only got 6 sets on before I started. Couldn't see, so I took one off. That's how I'm staying. That's how I can still see the computer.
It's either that or a beached seal you found at Moss Landing. One of those. Well, a listener called up and wanted to know where they could find Repo Man on DVD. Where can we find it?
Repo Man's out on DVD, and the guys that put it out, Anchor Bay, have made it. There's a few numbered editions that are in license plates. California license plate. Alex Cox has number 1. I have number 2. But there's a limited edition. I think there's only probably like 3 or 4 million limited editions. And so hurry up. I don't think they're quite that many. We have them at Video Ranch. You can write in Video Ranch and buy it from VideoRanch.com or they're in the stores. If they're not in there now, they'll be in there momentarily.
They'll be calling us right away.
Repo Man. It's got a whole bunch of stuff. Alex and I sat in the studio with Del Zamora, who was one of the Rodriguez brothers, and I can't remember who it all, and we talked about it. Remember, the central theme of Repo Man is that the Mayans invented television, and I'd like to develop that a little bit more, Dallas, if we could, because I think there's something important there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but it's like the mashed potatoes Richard Dreyfuss kept putting his fork in and close encounters.
Yeah,
there was something there. He thought it was Devil's Tower, but silly Spielberg. I think it's the Mayans invented television. What do you think, Dallas?
I think was it cable or television first, was it? Did they, you know?
Oh, I think we hit shift here. I think we're hitting shift here.
I think we're full of shift here. So now you can get your recordings on your webpage, is that right?
Some of the CDs such as they exist.
T-shirts, Jinsu knives, everything.
That's
there.
Right.
VideoRanch.com. All righty. Jacksonville, Oregon, beautiful place. They have a really neat festival there called the Brit Festival. Tell us how ironic that you played there and Red Rhodes passed away right just shortly after this recording.
Well, yeah, I decided to record the Brit Festival on video and make a really good remote record. And I had the band with me that had made Tropical Campfires.
Mm-hmm.
Record which you guys don't have, but
sorry, we'll get it.
That's all right. I'll get it to you. But the band was you know, it's a Class A band, and Red was playing steel, and some invisible hand just guided me to record that because just months later Red was gone.
Uh-huh.
So it's his last. It was his last performance, but I'm sure I'm glad to have it on record. And he played as he always did, beautiful.
Red did some wonderful stuff on all the Gordon Lightfoot albums. He was playing on there too, and somebody says very nice, we're all full of shift, so maybe I should clean up my mouth.
See there, you're going to get people pulling up in the front here.
Yeah, you kiss your mother with that mouth. We're going to play some of Shelley's blues. Tell us about that song.
Well, Shelley's Blues, let's see. Shelley's Blues, that came at a really strange time. I had, back in the 60s, I was acting as the MC of the Troubadour, and I got a job playing at the Texas High School Assemblies. And I went out playing at the Texas High School Assemblies for a few months, and I came back, and I was out of a job, and the manager that I had got that had gotten me just stole all my money.
Ooh, they don't do that, do they?
Hadn't been sending any money to my wife and our new kid, Christian. And I was just absolutely devastated and got real, real sick. And I was sick for about 10 days, couldn't get out of bed, and had all kinds of terrible symptoms. And finally, at the end of about this 10-day period, I got up and I started writing. And I wrote Different Drum, and I wrote Propinquity, and I wrote Nine Times Blue, and I wrote some of Shelley's Blues kind of all at the same time.
Jeez.
And I went back down to the Troubadour, completely out of work. I had 50 cents and a motorcycle. Didn't have any, and I played the songs, and the place went up in smoke. And I got a publishing deal and $600 and paid the rent.
Gene, you should get sick more often, I guess.
Yeah.
Propinquity, Different Drum, and some of Shelley's Blues. I've Just Begun to Care. That's such a wonderful song.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hear that too. But right now, some of Shelley's Blues, our guest Michael Nesmith here on Pig Radio 107.5. Let's see what they're doing on VideoRanch.com here too.
What's Nez doing now?
He's talking to Dallas and he's going,
yeah. What I'd like to sing for you tonight are a bunch of these bizarrely titled tunes that I wrote, Post Monkeys, actually, and I had a stack of albums that came out on a record company, which was extant at the time, RCA, over a period of time there, I made probably 9 LPs, and here's a couple of tunes that were off of some of the first ones that I did.
Tell me just one more time the reasons why you must believe. Tell me once more why you're sure you don't need. Don't think that you convince me. You said before falling in love again, you'd rather be dead. 'Cause when someone breaks your heart, you cry your eyes red. There's nothing so hard about the life that you've lived. As far as I can see,
the kind of girl you are. Love a smile that covers teardrops, the way your head yields to your heart. The things you kept inside that most girls could not bear. I've known you for a long time, but I've just begun to care. I've known of all the heartache, I've known of all the pain. I've seen you when the sun shines, and I've seen you when it rains. Seen you make a look of love from just an icy stare. I've known you for a long time, but I've just begun to care.
A beautiful and a wonderful, a wonderful, thank you very much. From the Brit Festival, when was that recorded?
That was, I guess, 93.
Pig Laura wants to know if you're writing any new music here.
Yeah, I just finished a new 78 that I'm doing. I'm in the middle of writing it right now. It's a lot of fun. It's got horns and a tail.
No, I'm just kidding. Trail tip number 7.
It's got horns and sort of South Texas bluesy and whatever.
Kind of a lowrider feel to it.
Listen, I think trail tip number 8 ought to be the margins. I think we ought to explain that.
Explain that.
Explain it to them, Dallas.
You're marginally commercial. Yeah. No, we shouldn't say that.
No. In the margins.
In the margins.
In the margins.
Looking at a legal pad now.
On a yellow legal pad, you know that you're fine when you're between the blue lines.
Mm-hmm.
But you know you're in the margins when you're left of the red.
Left of the red. And there's 3 red lines. So boy,
right.
You go.
Depends, of course, on the Office Depot pad.
Yeah.
And by the way, Office Depot, that's going to cost you $400, all right? So just cough up.
That's 1-888-GO-DEPOT. They're our first corporate sponsor. The Brit Festival, you had the talented John Jorgensen. You had them for backup band for quite a while?
Yeah, I did. Laura just asked me on the V-Ranch 3D whether Jorgensen, she could talk Jorgensen into playing. The Helicasters, I went out with the Helicasters like on six dates, and they were my backup band.
You could forget the lyrics, and then nobody even get mad at
you. Well,
it
you can't imagine what it's like playing with them. I would say, you know, I'd turn around, here were these, you know, like four, these six giants, and I would say, take it. And then all they would explode in this unbelievable music, and I would just walk off to the side and listen.
Just
for like 832 bars.
Forget what you're singing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to come back up. I would play along with an Evian bottle or an Arrowhead bottle of water so that nobody could hear me. I would just shake it in front of the microphone so it looked like I did something.
Well, you've been a...
I'm out of here. I'm going up to Union Grove and get something to
Union Grove
play.
Buy me a guitar or two. They have some great old guitars there.
I got my my Guild had the bridge pop off of it, a 12 string. I got to get it fixed.
Bummer.
I guess somebody around here can fix it.
Yes, they can. Right. Another plug. Union Grove UOS 1250. Get a check when you're
there. Yeah, that's right. I'll be up there. I'll be that's going to be $682, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. It was great seeing you. Just when I was just a little nipper watching the monkeys all the way through to the videos and some of the greatest music we played on KFAT. It's been an honor, and thank you for stopping in.
And now finally we meet in the artichoke
field. My God Almighty, yes. Here we are. In the salad bowl of America we meet.
I'll see you there.
Where's the dressing? Not just your standard ranch stash dressing. Either.
No. Your Hidden Valley ranch stash, and that's $800.
Thank you very much. Michael Nesmith here on The Pig. It's 11:30. And you can still stay on VideoRanch.com right here. Had a great time. Hope you did, too. On The Pig.
I got a hog call for you, baby. Here on 107.5.
Piggies.
Okay, here's a famous disc jockey, Michael Nesmith, to introduce. Who's this lady we're going to play here?
This is Linda. I know her as Linda. Probably know her as Linda. And it was a good thing that Linda came into my life, because she sure did more for this song than I ever did for it. All I did was write it.
She put the tires on the bus. Huh?
Yeah, she did this. Yeah.
All right, different drum, Linda Ronstadt with Michael Nesmith intro. Linda Ronstadt's on The Pig, 107.5, about 11:37. Dallas Dobro here. Laura back in. We'll have the noontime request hour. And thanks once again to a great time with Michael Nesmith. Thank you, Victoria, too. And make sure you go to VideoRanch.com and have some real-time fun. Thanks once again. Laura will be back here in just a minute. Bye.